Chapter 15. I used to be an engineer for the railroad. Part 1. Introduction. Conversation. Page 44. Listen to each part of the conversation. First spoken with careful, slow pronunciation, then spoken with relaxed, fast pronunciation.
Is my breakfast ready yet? I want to go to the park. Is my breakfast ready yet? I want to go to the park.
Not yet. You know, before he died, my first husband used to cook breakfast for me every Sunday.
Not yet. You know, before he died, my first husband used to cook breakfast for me every Sunday.
Manuel used to cook for you? Men aren't supposed to cook. Manuel used to cook for you? Men aren't supposed to cook.
What do you mean, men aren't supposed to cook? What do you mean, men aren't supposed to cook?
Women are supposed to cook. Women are supposed to cook.
He used to sew curtains for us, too. He used to sew curtains for us, too.
You're kidding, right? Men aren't supposed to sew. Before my first wife died, she used to always say, "You're kidding, right? Men aren't supposed to sew." Before my first wife died, she used to always say,
"Nina used to ride a Harley-Davidson motorcycle to work, didn't she? Nina used to ride a Harley-Davidson motorcycle to work, didn't she?"
"Well, yes, but she used to ride it after she made my breakfast." "Well, yes, but she used to ride it after she made my breakfast."
Listen to the entire conversation again, spoken with relaxed, fast pronunciation.
Is my breakfast ready yet? I want to go to the park.
Not yet. You know, before he died, my first husband used to cook breakfast for me every Sunday.
Manuel used to cook for you? Men aren't supposed to cook.
What do you mean, men aren't supposed to cook?
Women are supposed to cook.
He used to sew curtains for us, too.
You're kidding, right? Men aren't supposed to sew. Before my first wife died, she used to always say,
"Nina used to ride a Harley-Davidson motorcycle to work, didn't she?"
"Well, yes, but she used to ride it after she made my breakfast."
Chapter 15, Part 1, Practice, Page 45. Close your book. You'll hear each part of the conversation spoken with relaxed pronunciation. Repeat each part using careful pronunciation.
Is my breakfast ready yet? I want to go to the park. Is my breakfast ready yet? I want to go to the park.
Not yet. You know, before he died, my first husband used to cook breakfast for me every Sunday.
Not yet. You know, before he died, my first husband used to cook breakfast for me every Sunday.
Manuel used to cook for you? Men aren't supposed to cook. Manuel used to cook for you? Men aren't supposed to cook.
What do you mean, men aren't supposed to cook? What do you mean, men aren't supposed to cook?
Women are supposed to cook. Women are supposed to cook.
He used to sew curtains for us, too.
You're kidding, right? Men aren't supposed to sew. Before my first wife died, she used to always say...
Nina used to ride a Harley-Davidson motorcycle to work, didn't she?
Well, yes, but she used to ride it after she made my breakfast.
Chapter 15, Part 2, Expansion, Comprehension, Page 45. Listen to the conversation. The speakers use relaxed pronunciation. Answer the questions.
You can't ask for a better day than today.
No, you can't.
I was supposed to stay home and cook breakfast this morning. My wife doesn't want to cook breakfast on Sundays. But it's too nice a day to stay home.
You're right. It's a beautiful day. You're not supposed to stay inside on a day like today.
I completely agree. You know, I used to go to the park on 7th Avenue. Do you remember that park? They tore it down to build a shopping mall.
Yeah, that was terrible. I used to go there after work.
Aren't we supposed to care more about parks than buildings?
We're supposed to, yeah. The world's changing too fast for me.
Me too. By the way, my name's Henry.
Nice to meet you, Henry. My name's Jack.
So, Jack, what kind of work did you do?
I used to be a farmer. I raised wheat.
Oh? I used to be an engineer for the railroad. I was an engineer for 50 years.
I used to be married to a wonderful woman.
Was she a good cook?
Oh, yeah. She used to cook wonderful meals.
Wives are supposed to cook for their husbands, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're supposed to cook, clean, sew, all of that stuff.
That's not an old-fashioned idea, is it?
Not to me.
Chapter 15, Part 2, Practice, Page 46. Listen again. The conversation is spoken with relaxed pronunciation. Complete the sentences with the words you would hear if they were spoken with careful pronunciation. Then listen once more and check your answers.